Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sister Betty Lou, and we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place, and if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight.
All right, welcome to the Malcolm Go podcast. It's September 18th already, boys. We got Tyler in studio.
Ciao, Bella.
Fresh off his big gay Mediterranean honeymoon. KP is late to the pod, as one of his ilk would be. And sorry for the week off. As we said, Tyler was on his big gay vacation. KP has HIV and was getting injections of some sort. So it was just me. And if they were going to leave me to my own devices, I was going to do an hour and a half on Gerard Mayo getting a Gatorade bath for winning his first game. And it was going to be not a glowing example of what a podcast should be. I was going to sit here for literally an hour and a half and discuss why a man needs a Gatorade bath for his first win ever.
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Don't know how Mac Jones has been playing these first couple of games for us. Is he looking better this year? I get nothing at this point.
Oh, nope. This fucking Google thing. Yeah, he's waiting for this guy to come back from his gay injections. He'll be here soon. Whatever medicine he needs. Yeah. His cocktail.
I mean, the Gatorade bath.
Could have done without it.
I did. Yeah, we did. We should act like we should win games. I guess it's his first career victory.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Give him the game ball.
Yeah.
I don't care for a lot of stuff that's going on around the team. We're just strictly going to the Bengals game. Great win. You held your own. Bengals played like shit. Their top two receivers, basically, T. Higgins just didn't play. Jamar Chase decided that he's, like, not going to play anymore. And what did you just swallow glass? What's going on with you?
I had a loogie out of nowhere. Disgusting.
All right. He's
I'm knocking
him.
Everything. I'm ruining Tony's body.
my head is steam.
I'm completely flustered.
Yeah, and then so defense played great. Offense, the running game is working. You know, the offensive line's dog shit. The fucking left tackle just quit. Like, he took 12 snaps, and they pulled him, put Vidarian Lowe in, and then the guy quit, walked off the team Antonio Brown style.
I'll tell you, the team does feel... They definitely like Mayo.
Sure, but how long does that last? That's always a thing. I mean, players coach get, they get a year or two. Like, the longest reigning players coach is probably Pete Carroll. He's like, he's the one that he like, he had it consistent for like years. He was able to keep it together.
But it seems like it was a tough camp. The way they're talking, yeah. They're like, we're in better shape. Like, we're hungrier. We want, like, we're
meanwhile,
running hotter.
Which is funny to say because the obviously after they lost to the Seahawks, Belichick didn't say anything about the Bengals game, like on his a million shows he's on. And he was walking today. He's like, hey, listen, you know, losing in the fourth quarter, that comes down to conditioning and coaching. At the end of the game, you know, he's like, coaching, you got to coach better. You got to be better conditioned than the other team. And he just, those were his two notes about the Patriots.
He
loss.
Really can't stand me. He hates me.
Oh,
he
I'm sure he hates him. Hates
holds,
his guts right now.
No one holds grudges better than Belichick.
Oh, like, no.
He was on the Manning cast this week just trashing the Falcons,
yeah, yeah,
the GM,
Blank.
The
yeah,
owner.
He fucked him. He should be coaching that team. He should be coaching Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
He was saying the whole time, he's like, this team can't tackle. Look at them. They can't tackle. Like, literally, it was like his comments all the time. Can't tackle. Can't tackle. Can't win with it.
He should be coaching the Eagles. That
oh, that's coming. Good. Dude, the Eagles and the fucking Cowboys got beat this week. It's like a race to see who's going to get Belichick. It's those two teams.
How about Mike Reese? Coming out with the
I heard about this. This is crazy to
so
me.
So he came out and he was like, Belichick's making great points on the Manning cast. He's making great points on all these podcasts. And it's incredible. It's like you're watching a game with him. But he needs to apologize for what he did and take responsibility for the last 2 years.
Did he say apologize? I saw the thing where he said he had to be accountable for
accountable.
It. He had to
it's
be
like,
accountable for what?
He lost his. He got fired.
That he was held accountable. Exactly. He lost his job. He's. You know what else does he have to do? I don't get it.
His record shows his accountability. Like, he was bad.
Yeah, they were a bad team. He didn't have to apologize to anyone. He tried to fucking make the team better. He probably would have been better. And then he wanted Baker Mayfield. Wasn't able to get him. They wouldn't let him trade Mac Jones. They wouldn't let him fucking keep Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Myers. I mean, there's a lot of fucking things that Belichick wanted that he didn't get, and they're sticking it on him. Listen.
It was a weird environment at the end. Clearly, Mayo had the deal set up. Like,
which is, I can't even say it again on this podcast, but I'm telling you right now that Gerard Mayo wouldn't be the head coach if fucking Kraft was willing to, if Mayo said he wouldn't sue the Patriots, he wouldn't be the fucking head coach right now. I'm telling you right now. This is the exact scenario of, like, you had to do the Rooney rule, right? You already had a black coach hired, like, basically set in stone and paper or whatever, but, like, you can't guarantee a guy a head coaching spot. You had no idea if Vrabel's coming available. Do you think he wanted – I guarantee you he wanted to hire Vrabel.
I'm watching clips of Vrabel online,
yeah.
And he's working with the tight ends, and he's playing DN with no pads on.
Yeah, popping
he's
guys.
Banging him. He's banging
he's
him.
He's
like, oh,
dude, I love that guy. He used to come out not to brag or anything, but, I mean, back in the old days, I used to get club seats, and we'd park in the clubs, and then I knew a couple guys that, like, would hang out with Lonnie Paxton and, like, his crew. So we'd go over there after every game, and these are the heyday, early heydays, like 2003, 4, those years, like even in, up until like 2009, 10. And, you know, Lonnie had this fucking truck that had a cooler in the back. Like, he would open up and then open even the bottom of the tailgate, and it was just a giant cooler.
That's awesome.
And it would just be full with beer, and he would just give it out to everybody. And Mike Vrabel would come out and just smoke 45 cigarettes. And I was like, this motherfucker, like, he literally, I swear to God, we won an AFC either divisional game or something at home. He came out, Steven Goskowski, him, Wes Welker, started playing cornhole with us, and he smoked 60 cigarettes and drank 45 beers, and he had like 4 sacks like an hour before that. I was like, how's this guy even the same species as me?
He just played angry, everything about him. I don't know. I think, obviously, the team is doing better than we thought.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, they're the running back. So the thing with the run game is better because they're doing, you know, the zone scheme is working.
And Ramondre is getting
Ramondre is
Gibson was
good at that.
Gibson was a great signing.
Yeah, Gibson is good. But the wide receivers, they don't give them enough. Like, Pop Douglas is open in 1 second every game. He doesn't even look at him. Fucking the wide receivers are getting open, but they don't have enough time to, like, he doesn't have enough time to drop back. And Jacoby Brissett doesn't have the patience. He gets nervous too fast.
I guess, to be fair, too, last year, if we had Jacoby Brissett, the same exact spot, and we averaged, what are we scoring, like 16, 17 points a game?
Something like that.
This year?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what we're
doing.
If
we scored 17 points a game last year, they would have been like a three seed.
They would have, yeah.
That's how bad the offense
was. So much better. Well, it's better last year. Now we're down fucking everybody. Barmore, Judon, now fucking Bentley's out for probably the year. The last, like, you lose, like, a corner or a safety, one of the starting, like, four guys, and you're just basically fucked.
Well, this was exactly what they had no Gonzalez, no Marcus Jones, no John Jones.
They had a guy that, with a massive football brain that could fucking scheme around it. Now you got a guy in being an imposter of it.
But they
got
cooked.
Don't fucking act like they didn't get smoked by Geno Smith. Geno Smith
played a good game.
I'd be surprised if he didn't have a fucking perfect passer rating. Did he make a mistake? He fucking threw for like 380.
But I thought the team played well. The offense was good enough.
I don't think they had maybe one sack, right, on a scramble. They shut down the run because they had no running
back.
Keon
White had two sacks.
Yeah, Keon White is
literally
a monster. He's better than Judon and Uche combined. You know, he's fucking ridiculous. He goes up and down the line. By the way, wherever KP is, the New Jersey bet is, instead of giving me the peppers, I want a Keon White red.
Yeah.
That's it now. That's me. My new personality is Keon White, no smile.
He
jersey.
Somehow can, like, he's like a smaller, more athletic Richard Seymour. Like, he'll
I don't
play
even, he's smaller. He's a fucking monster. He's like 6'5".
He'll play D tackle and beat a double team.
Yeah,
between a guard and a center, and then he'll just go outside and play DN. Like he's a freak.
He just looks like he's the meanest guy. And then he dresses like he dresses like a white teenager in '97. Have you ever seen him walk into like the game? I'm like, this guy would fit in at Belmonte Middle School, like you read about 1997. He's got like a chain wallet and fucking. 9-inch nails, t-shirt ripped. Yeah. Like, this fucking guy is all right. Let's go. He's like one bleached blonde hair away from being me. That's all he's been. That and he wears the sideways. Everything about him is literally the same. Doc Martens. When everyone was going through their goth period of Marilyn Manson and fucking, you know, all the weird, not even Korn, like other ones like that, like Tree, which you would never even pull that name from fucking. That name is so ridiculous to people that you couldn't even explain it. If anybody knows that band, please fucking raise your hand in the Discord.
Tree.
You shouldn't have, because it was just a fucking weird rock band from like '97.
But yeah, this team,
Orgy.
They're just young and good, like on defense.
On defense, yeah. The offense,
the safety's
I mean, they
all good.
Literally, I mean, they need to revamp the entire offensive line. If they had like any semblance of an offensive line, and Jacoby Brissett had any bit of like balls to like stand in the pocket and take a shot, they could have a passing game. They're running well and they're doing zero play action. And part of that is on fucking Van Pelton.
Oh,
Mayo.
He's a dummy.
Yeah, I mean, they blew the fucking, I mean, this is the first coaching loss of the year. I put that on the internet. The coaches lost this game. That was a winnable game.
What?
Against Seattle.
So in the last minute, they're running, they're like,
that's when they decide to run vertical passes.
I don't know. It's like we haven't moved the ball since since the end of the second quarter.
Yeah.
And now we're just going to say, oh, yeah, we'll go 90 yards in a minute. Like, what are you talking? Run the ball and punt and go to overtime.
Dude, I was punching my chair. There was these two old Seahawks fans in front of me with obviously the world's worst throwback 12 fan jersey. And they must have came in from Seattle. They were there. And then, like, behind us, there was four old ladies. I have some good stories about this game, but they were mean to, they were fed up with me, and they should have been. It was 150 degrees. Sun was directly in my face. I was melting, and they were losing, playing like shit. And I was losing my mind. That's
17
not,
beers in,
dude,
not a single
not,
sip of water all day.
I didn't bring water. It was such a mistake. No sunscreen. I just had burn-a-doodles down here. Now we got a fucking burn-a-doodle invasion on the pod.
Ranger.
Beat it, Ranger. Anyway. So yeah. I mean, they're in front of me, and then the other
Pod's
people in the
live action.
Huh?
The pod is live action.
Just, hey, listen, we're not editing this, so forget about it. I hear his tail
this
smacking my
huge.
Wall. He's a fucking monster. Just ruins everything. Go, beat it. Hi, Ranger. Hi, nice to see you. Anyway, so I was...
He's going to be like the most... Like, I don't think he has like a mean bone in his body.
No, he doesn't even... Dude, you stick your hand right down his throat. He wouldn't even know what to do with his teeth.
He's just a big, happy goof.
Yeah, he's exactly a big goof. So, yeah, they were mad at me. I was swearing. The lady, like, in the middle of the game, she looked back at me and says, I don't think you know an adjective other than fuck. I was like, all right, lady. I was like, it's 200 degrees here. You don't understand what's going through my head. I'm not yelling at you. Fucking Seattle. The people behind me with, like, the typical Seattle fans, there's, like, four of them, with, like, the fucking wigs. You know, like, they're old women. Like, it was, like, 80 for Brady ladies, but Seattle style. And they were wearing, like, the neon green and blue, like, fucking spiky hair wigs. It was a nightmare.
I mean, we've said it a million times on this podcast, but...
Worst fans in the business.
Well, no, football, like, a football stadium in the 80s, when it was,
yeah,
like...
That's what it's still my vibe.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it still is a little bit. Like, that's what it needs to be.
Where? I don't even know where. I'll give you even another example. So I was going to wait to say this when KP was on, but he might be dead. I really have no idea where he is. It might be better. We might be better off without it. Who cares? Anyway, so again, this is... After this is right after Mayo blows the first half, and I'm bullshit. I punched a railing because I'm fucking out of my mind. I punched just a metal railing, and I was like, "That's it." My friends, some of my other friends came with me, and they were like, "Meet us under the you know, the big giant scoreboard for for beer at halftime." I was like, "Fine, whatever." And so I go down there with my friend, start walking, and I get to the middle, and it's again 250 degrees. So there's that. Overhang, but half of it's outside. It's like you can't be in the shade, so completely vacant, not one person in the sun, everybody's under the shade. So I just go to stand, mind my business. I'm calming down. I'm with my friend. I get in the shade, and they start doing like the I didn't even know they were doing it. They did like the 2014 team, they did like a video or whatever, and then like they came out. I had no idea they were there. So I'm just standing there, literally minding my own business, just thinking about the events of the last 2 minutes of how Mayo blew the end of the first half, gave up 3 points for no reason. And I just get fucking... You're looking at me, right? Okay, I know I ate a lot today, but I'm in a bulking phase. I'm back to, like, muscular. I got tattoos up and down my arms. I'm like, okay, I'm very not aggressive or violent in any way, but I look like I could be a problem. And I'm just standing there, literally minding my own business, literally a step into the shade under the overhang. I get a fucking shot in my ribs. Like, I thought I got fucking... I thought somebody attacked me. Literally, somebody attacked me from the back. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, somebody hit me twice. Two punches, quick. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I turn around. And again, keep in mind, I don't do good in the heat. I'm in the sun. I turn around, and it's a girl. And she's like, I don't know. I pegged her at about 20, 21. She yells, get the fuck out of the way. And I had no idea a fucking thing was going on on the field. I'm just sitting there thinking, waiting for my friend to get a beer. And I'm like, what the fuck, lady? Like, what's your problem? She's like, get the fuck out of the way. I was like, for what? She's like, I can't see the billboard. She said billboard. No, I ate that up because I made fun of her immediately. I was like, the fucking billboard? You dope. I was like, why would you hit me? She goes, I couldn't see. I'm 5'2". I said, I don't see how that's my fucking problem, lady. Like, I didn't stand in front of you. Ask me politely. I would have got out of the way. And then she started being something, and I was like, and then I was on a roll because I was a little drunk. So I started, people were like, kind of like backing off because they saw that I was getting a little wild. And this girl was, I mean, she was 5'2", but she had like CrossFit muscles. You know what I mean? Like, I was going to fight her, but she had traps. Yeah. Like, she was like, so she was probably.
Calloused hands.
Yeah, she was definitely ready. She was like feisty, but I was not going to fight a girl. I just wanted to, I wanted to call her the C word.
I still felt like I couldn't.
I wanted
take
to call
it.
Her the C word really bad, but I didn't. So I was like, if you asked me to move polite, I wanted to make her look like an asshole. So I was like, if you wanted to ask me to move politely instead of being a fucking, and I wanted to say cunt, but I said dickhead, I would have fucking done it. And then I didn't know she was with guys, but I, you know, whatever, I didn't care. And then I look up and this guy goes, what, are you going to hit my fucking sister? And I was so proud of my line. I was like, no, I'm going to hit you and your fucking friend. And he was standing next to some kid. And my friend's nowhere to be found. No, I have no idea. I'm by myself. I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm fucking going now. So this kid comes up to me. And this is what turned me a whole different level. Like, he came up, put his hands on me. and not aggressively, like probably just didn't want me to fight, but he had a water bottle on me, and for some reason that triggered me, so I just slapped the water bottle out of his hand, and then it hit like an older man who was like probably 50. And he said, "Hey, watch it, asshole," or something to me. I said, "You shut the fuck too." I was like, I was fucking swinging on every. I was like, "You shut the fuck up too, or you're gonna get fucking your head kicked in." I was smoking, right? And then this fucking, he was like, he just like backed off. And I saw that the girl was getting nervous. And the kid that was water, the water in his hand, he like opened his mouth and he had braces. And I was like, oh no, this is like maybe they're too young for me at fucking 38 to be fucking arguing with. But then she said to me, she goes, like right in that exact moment, she goes, "You know what? I get season tickets and you don't." And I was like, am I arguing with high school sophomores here? Because I'm going to have to get the fuck out of this scenario. So like everyone started spacing out. I'm like, I could feel like security was probably going to be coming soon. So I was just like, I got to get out of here. But I was like, why do people think that they can attack me? I'm not attackable body shape. Like if I was a skinny runt, like, okay, push me in the ribs a couple times, get me out of the way. But like, I don't feel like I look like I should be bullied by this young girl.
Wait, her argument at the end was like, I have season tickets and you don't.
No, so I think that was like a put down. Like she was trying to put me down. Not to prove that like she couldn't fight.
No, like, oh, you're a drunk asshole that just got a ticket to a game.
Exactly.
And
that was her play. I was like, all right. I didn't even say like.
Bitch. I've been blacking out in that parking lot for 20 years.
Since you were in your fucking mother's womb, I've been drunk in this parking lot. All right, lady. That's right.
Fun.
And then I just turned around. I was like, that's it. I saw.
They're obviously Patriots fans.
Yeah, they were Patriots fans.
Yeah, but this is what we need more of.
I get it, but like, what? Yeah, all right.
We need more of you turning on just
teenagers.
People. Yeah.
The braces, I tell you, really sent me for a loop. Because like the girl I said was like probably 20. The brother was probably, you know, around the same age. He wanted no smoke. I could see it in his eyes. And then the friend, who might have been her boyfriend or whatever, he didn't want smoke either. But I felt bad afterwards. I don't feel bad about yelling at the girl in front of everybody.
That is a good move. I'm going to hit you and your friend. Yeah, fun. No,
yeah. I heard that somewhere when I was a kid. Like, somebody said that. Like, a girl, you know how girls will be yappy and getting you into fights? She was like, I saw, like, a lady yelling at a guy at a bar. And I was just watching. And the kid said nothing to anybody. But like her boyfriend was standing behind him and he just came up and punched the boyfriend directly in the face without saying a word to him. And I was like, that's the greatest move I've ever seen any human being do. He literally, the boyfriend didn't say a word, but the girl wouldn't shut up. So he came over and punched the boyfriend in the face.
Yeah, I had my girlfriend in high school was definitely like, could get hit Yappy. By a guy.
Yeah, vibes.
Like, yeah, 100%. Like, would start saying shit and then expect me to like do something. I'm like, nah,
this is your battle, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be.
I watched her throw it when we were in college. She took a glass, like she somehow was drinking like a pint glass.
Sounds very
She took
saucy.
The whole, you know, the trash.
This is already tracking for a sachem, if I can say so myself.
Just in a bat, clearly these girls that I'm at school with, who I was like friends with, that she just hated because they would like message
them?
Me and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She took a whole pint glass and threw the drink, but in the glass and hit the girl in the face with it.
Split her forehead open, of course. That's assault with a deadly weapon. That just rolls right off a saga girl's shoulders, too. Yeah, assault with a deadly weapon. Big. So what? What of it?
Yeah, it's like, all right, well, that party's over, but what are we doing next?
Well, obviously we're going home, idiot Tyler. Why would you AIM fucking instant message them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she would hack my Facebook. And
What a disaster.
But yeah, the whole kitchen was just separated with like, it was like a giant war.
Yeah, random girl from the South Shore bleeding from the fucking forehead because your girlfriend was mad that you got her instant message name.
Oh, yeah.
As a freshman.
That's 100% what it was.
Yeah. So I was really mad about that. And then, you know, they still should have won the game. I mean, what were the good points of it? Jalen Polk scored a touchdown on his one and only catch. Demario Douglas doesn't see the ball.
Hunter Henry's like the best player of all time.
If he played with Brady, could you imagine, like, if he played with Brady, he'd have been like a top 10 tight end in fucking of all time.
Yeah, he would be a monster.
I mean, he's doing things with dog shit quarterbacks that, like, 130 yards, basically the only viable receiving option because he's open fast underneath and making plays after. They're running screen passes with Hunter Henry like Gronkowski in 2011.
Yeah, I mean, I think the defense was good. Smith Najabi was just open.
Smith Najabi.
Is it, what's his name?
I don't know, who doesn't matter. Something like that.
Him. He's incredible.
He's good.
Every single time he was just open. Like in
they're playing zone a lot. I mean, Metcalf. I mean, Metcalf didn't really do shit except for the one blown coverage.
That was
I mean,
tough. Yeah.
What are you going to do? We blow a coverage. I mean, new defensive coordinator, week two. Okay. Geno Smith burns
and
you. I mean,
too,
watching was... Geno Smith beat you handily, like, he didn't make any mistakes.
He's good, though. Geno Smith is like a top 12 quarterback, 10
now. But what the fuck? Like, I don't even get it. How did he have this resurgence? He's like fucking.
I think he's just one of those
guys.
He was
guys. Like literally out of the league for like 3 years. He didn't actually be out of the league, but he was a backup.
But I think he's one of those guys that's just like a freak. Like,
yeah, I mean, he, in West Virginia, talent. He was a monster. But yeah, like,
he can do everything. He just took him a while to figure out how to play in the NFL. And now he's just good.
Yeah, he is good. I mean, he threw for over 350 on the Patriots defense, which is no joke. With no running game, by the way. Like, you had no running game at all.
Charbonnet is hard to bring down, too. That guy is a bowling ball.
But what do they have, like 40 rushing yards, if that?
Yeah, I mean, he did have some catches out of the backfield, too. He was just tough. Like, every single, he would get, like, 3 or 4 extra yards constantly. Yeah.
But I pin that loss solely on coaching, because you give up 3 points at the end of the first half for literally no reason, and then you have a field goal fucking blocked, which, again, insane. At home, you get a field goal blocked basically to ice the game. Then let them drive 90 yards and score.
That and Brissett. Brissett's tough.
Brissett, he does, like, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, where he's, like, not losing the game, but he's also taking less than 0% risk. He's, like, literally, there's zero reward to anything he does. Because everything is the most risk-averse throw you've ever seen. It's a 3-yard fucking button hook to Hunter Henry or... you know, that's nothing. I don't even know if... Did he throw it over 10 yards in this game? Because I can't remember it.
And so far, it's fine, only because, you know, we were winning most of the Bengals game, and then this game...
You're playing a team that's kind of your same area.
Yeah, we kind of had...
General area. New coaches, new everything.
They had the lead, or, like, we're within a field goal the whole game.
Yeah.
So it was, like, fine that he didn't have to do anything. And then the one time they needed a touchdown, he marched them down and scored. So it was like, he does just enough, but obviously once a real game happens.
You have guy, I mean, DeMario Douglas, I saw things today, like Douglas and Polk are in the top 10 of winning their routes percentage. Like there was like a routes win percentage in the league, and they were 2 in the top 10. How does that even occur?
Well,
and they don't get the ball.
Part of that could be like, if I'm playing cornerback, I'm like, all right, well, I just have to jump this Hunter Henry pass.
he's not throwing it anywhere else because he's going to get sacked. But, yeah, I get it. But, I mean, you can't tell. Like, DeMario Douglas was getting open all last year with fucking Mac Jones throwing it. And this basically the same offensive line.
Well, the weird thing is like, how do you not just run a screen pass to DeMario
and to anybody.
Douglas?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get Douglas the ball just to get him the ball at some point.
Exactly. Like, he didn't have, he had zero touches. Your best... offensive player. I mean, he was your best offensive player last year.
Is this the first time the fat offensive coordinator has called plays?
Yeah, in his whole career, yeah.
So there's probably some, like, he's probably
allegedly, he, like, designed the Cleveland Browns offense, but that makes no sense to me, that he would design an offense and then not run it.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because the offense is kind of good.
Yeah, but it's all a ripoff. Not a ripoff. It's all the same, like, Mike Shanahan offense. It's all the same shit. You know what I mean? It's the fucking spread runs and, the, you know, the spread run game. Not spread run. The fucking, I can't think. The zone run game.
Well,
and all
here's
that
what
bullshit.
I did think, though, was at halftime I said, like, if they put Drake May in, he could get them to, like, 28 points.
Probably.
Like, he could have scored points. Granted,
Drake May would at least throw the fucking ball.
He might have had, you know, a pick or got stripped or something. Like, Brissett's not doing that, but, like,
that's what
May
I mean.
Would have been able to make plays.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. He's got, like, literally, there's zero reward to what he's doing. It's, like, all, if anything happens, it's a complete fuck up by the defense. Because like Antonio Gibson, like on that little draw, you know what I mean? He breaks a tackle and goes. Or like, you know, maybe they make the Hunter Henry screen was like a good executed play. But like any other big play has been like defensive made or, you know, a short pass where the receiver just busts it somewhere. And it just hasn't, you know, or just Ramondre Stevenson's running the whole fucking offense. By the way, I've got fucking, I'm on a run right now of Ramondre Stevenson touchdowns. I bet him game week one, like $25 to score a touchdown. And then I bet him this week, I doubled up, did 50, and now I'm doing 100 tomorrow. So we're going to see. We're going to let it ride. See
I
kind how far
of forgot
we can go.
They're playing tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Thursday night is just the worst. I don't know why they NFL forces this on you. It should just be, they should just stop doing it. They should just do Sunday, 1 o'clock. Like 3-4 o'clock games in Monday night. Just bring us back to the 90s.
Where
What's we
wrong
belong.
With Friday night games? I know they're not supposed to because of like high school football, but why?
Well, I don't need it. Like Sunday is the best day to do it. Like I couldn't have been happier at the tailgate at fucking 10 a.m. on Sunday. I literally, it didn't matter to me if World War III was breaking out across the world. I was the happiest person in the world at the tailgate, 10 a.m. ready to watch a Patriots game that's probably going to suck in 180-degree sun. And, you know, I had a great time. No water. I was at the fucking Gillette Stadium bubbler more than you'd like to fucking admit. Yeah. I don't know.
This game tomorrow feels like... It just feels like we're never going to be in it. Like, we're going to be down by, like...
As long as they eight cover 6.5.
Yeah, we're going to be down with a chance to, like, tie the game at the end, but it just... Yeah. I feel like Rodgers and the Jets are just going to have, like, the lead and just kind of, like, know they have the lead.
Their defense is kind of not good. They're not good at stopping the run right now. Mosley's hurt. The defensive line's been getting pushed around. Their best pass rusher just got hurt for the year. The other one just didn't show up. So I don't even know who else they have on defensive line.
And it doesn't matter who Sauce Gardner covers. We don't throw the
ball
to him.
It's not
going to
happen anyway. He's going to be bored all day. Yeah. So like, unless they put him on Hunter Henry, then we're fucked. So, but yeah, I mean, it's going to be, let Ramondre Stevenson run down the field as much as possible, hopefully score a touchdown. And then, you know, just cover 6.5. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been great.
He's fine. He's like, there was that third down pass he made to Garrett Wilson where he like, he threw like a fade pass, but it was only like a 15 or 20 yard. And it was like just so perfect. You're like, yeah. Oh, damn it.
He
these
did
guys
one
are
last
good.
Week. Yeah. Where he like sidearmed one to like Alan Lazard. Yeah. I remember that. And he threw it like over the guy's, like right over the guy's helmet into his arms. Yeah. That was vintage Aaron Rodgers.
He still makes throws like that. And the only thing that worries me is that, you know, Rodgers on a Thursday, it's a lot easier for him to run an offense than Brissett to try to figure out with all these young guys.
Yeah. The only thing is good is like, the run game travels. The defense will be okay. Just fucking don't lose by more than 6.5.
Who's playing left guard right now?
Fuck. They had that guy Michael Jordan playing last week.
Who should be the starter?
Sidy Sow, right? But he hurt his ankle in the last preseason game.
He's not... All right.
He hasn't played yet in the season.
And obviously Cole Strange, but whatever.
Yeah. So they were down to their third string left guard. And then...
And Andrews
And now
practiced.
They're
going to
be on their third string left tackle because... What's-his-face quit, and then Vidarian Lowe is hurt, so now they're going to put the rookie in at left tackle tomorrow.
I actually don't mind the rookie.
I'd rather that, honestly.
On a Thursday, like, he's going to be the freshest.
And, like, honestly, they don't have defensive ends, the Jets, anymore. They don't have a defensive end. So, you know, what's worse can happen? I mean, it's going to be bad on bad.
That is the one thing about watching this game. It's like, Brissett had... There was a play at the end of the half where it's like, oh, here we go. May's going to play because Brissett, his knee is it fell off his body. And then next thing you know, Brissett's just warming up. It's like, what the fuck? And then there's a couple other ones where he like broke his collarbone.
Really? I wasn't paying attention. He was getting hit a lot, but I was not caring if he was getting hurt or not.
Every single hit he took was like, oh, that's 6 to 8 weeks. And then he would just be up and fine. Like, Brissett's
tough. Well, he knows. He knows the minute he goes out, he's not coming back.
No.
He might as well. He's like, I'm going to die out here on this field.
No, buddy. I like Brissett. He's easy to root for.
Yeah.
He scrambles. He makes plays.
He makes plays. Like
he keeps his head up.
A third and four. He'll fucking run for it.
Yeah, and he'll lower his shoulder. He's not sliding a yard short of the first down. Like he's tough and he like knows what he's doing. He's just
The thing about Brissett is, though, right now, is he's the starter, but he's also the backup, if you get what I'm saying. Like, he's he's the starter, but, like, if the game gets out of hand, they're down by 40, you're not taking him out.
No.
Like, you're still the fucking playing. You're the backup in this scenario. When you put the team down by 40, you're still the fucking backup. So
he is a perfect, like, backup quarterback, though. Because if you have to play – if Miami had Brissett, like, they'd be fine.
They'd be good. I don't know how Mac Jones isn't traded to fucking Miami right now. Or
I am praying – like, I have had enough of listening to people say, like, I just want to see what Mac can do on a good team. Yeah. It's like, please –
fucking Mac Jones couldn't hit Tyreek Hill. Like, if Tyreek Hill was streaking down the field, Mac Jones would have to throw it, you know, on second down to throw it to him on third down.
I think people really think, like, what Baker's doing and, like, Sam Darnold, they're like, oh, that's what Mac will do if he gets it.
Yeah, guys with actual arm talent, like, real fucking NFL arms, yeah.
In athleticism and like, yeah. No.
Baker Mayfield has a fucking... a persona about him that is you can't
love.
Like, that's the type of guy that wins. Like, he's a fighter.
Him.
He wants to win. He walked on at Texas Tech and then won the Heisman at Oklahoma. You think that happens by accident? He's just an animal.
He took the flag and he's running around the stadium, then planted it in the middle of the O in the at
Ohio State.
At Ohio State, yeah. That was the best.
He was the number one pick. He walked on at Texas Tech. Like, he's not a.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fucking like some superstar like a Manning or something that was just anointed, you know what I mean? He's just fucking
he's what everyone thought Johnny Manziel was gonna be.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
this guy
less
who's
of an asshole, but yeah.
Athletic and like he's just a football player, and it's like, no, that's what Baker actually is. Yeah, Baker just loves football.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel was fun to watch play at Texas A&M. And like, you can trick people at college. He was fucking so much fun to watch at Texas A&M. Johnny Football might be the best nickname of all. It's a top five
except
nickname.
He didn't win as much as you would think he won.
He beat Alabama at Alabama as a freshman.
Yeah.
And won the Heisman. He fucking crushed it.
Yeah.
They
except
lost.
Except his record
a
was
game.
Like.
Well, he had to play like two more years. But yeah, the magic kind of wore out. But
he won like, he would lose like two or three games every year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he didn't
Baker
have great coaching
was
at Texas A&M. He had Mike Evans. I mean, they were pretty stacked, but he was clearly the show. I don't know if he lost to Alabama. He might have beat him all 3 years.
That can't be.
He beat him at least twice. He beat him at Alabama.
Who is their DN? They had a DN who was a freak.
Was it Garrett? What's his name? The guy from Cleveland?
Oh, maybe.
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett. Yeah, that does sound right.
Let's go to our Texas A&M.
This
2012,
is
he beat him 20. I know he needed to be.
This is the first time we've ever said it on the
49-42.
Where
he lost to him
KP?
Once in his number one Alabama, lost to beat number six Aggies. That was at Texas A&M, but he did beat him at least once. You guys at home can look up the other game, but yeah, he beat him once at Alabama as a freshman. But so that's pretty badass. There were so many rumors. One time we were at a playoff game, Patriots playoff game, obviously, and it was freezing cold. And then there was a picture came out of Johnny Manziel was sitting in the stands with his dad in a Tom Brady shirt. And this was after he had already busted out of Cleveland. And they're like, that's it. He's coming. He's going to come be Tom Brady's backup. He was just watching the game from the 300 section with his dad, like freezing cold.
Did you
watch that doc on him? Like,
yeah.
He's dating Josie Canseco now. I know he keeps pulling these tens, but
he's just the perfect, like, the last guy you'd want your daughter to date.
Yeah. He was an alcoholic drug addict, blew every dime he got from Cleveland.
Yeah. Tattooed, like, just seems like a dickhead.
Already divorced.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's definitely that kid. He's probably the cockiest guy you maybe will ever meet in your whole life. He was probably like the fucking greatest high school football player where he was from ever. And then he was great at college, won the Heisman. And that matters bigly in Texas. Like, those two things are big deals. And then, you know, they don't even care that he played in the NFL. They were just like, this motherfucker, you should have seen him at Texas A&M. Like, fucking running around like an animal.
Yeah, he definitely feels...
He probably can sell Fords.
Well, that's the whole South. That's why the South stinks.
Yeah.
Because the whole South is like, oh, that guy over there played 3 years for the A's, but you should have seen him at K-State play baseball. When they made the playoffs in 03, it's like, no one cares about your fucking dumb college baseball.
People keep trying to make that a thing, and I don't like Major League Baseball anymore ever since the Red Sox traded Mookie Betts. But like to think that I would ever care about a fucking college baseball team where they use fucking metal bats, which is insane to me. You're using metal bats and I'm supposed to be impressed with your skills?
It's just a foolish... College sports really is only basketball and football.
Yeah. I like college hockey, but that's a niche Northeast sport.
I like it too, but it's not something you bring up to people.
No, it's like I wouldn't say like yes, Denver University is playing fucking they're playing North Dakota State. I can't believe this motherfucker wants to join the chat 45 minutes into this. Yeah, I'll admit you. Hey, listen, 45 minutes into the pod, what's going on?
Oh, are we just getting started?
Why is he so loud and better than us?
Always the loudest.
Is Tyler in the house right now?
He's in studio.
Wow, I'm fucking depressed. I missed it.
Yeah, I hope you don't try and rehash everything we talked about. I mean, we're
I'm not talking about it. We can talk about my new friends.
No, well, here's what we can cover. We were just covering how awful college baseball
We were talking about college, like, what do you call it? Tertiary fucking college sports. Like, you like college baseball. And we were just talking about how people keep trying to make that happen. And it's not a thing for...
The problem is, like, it's not like people trying to make it happen. People enjoy it. And the North is the... you guys are the outliers. The only ones that don't like it.
Why people would care about college baseball? Like, do you watch a college, like, baseball series? Like, okay, Oklahoma State's playing Texas A&M this weekend. We got to catch all three games. That makes no sense to me.
All right, here's the other thing. If you lived in a neighborhood with Johnny Manziel, would you think that was, like, cool?
Would I think that was cool? No, that guy's a loser.
He's not Southern enough.
No.
He lives in Texas, though. I don't get how you, like, I think it would be kind of cool if I lived near Johnny Manziel, but not for the reason that other people would think it would be.
Yeah, Tony, people visit Kowloon once and you claim them. You're like, oh, this guy came to Kowloon 10 years ago.
Listen, if Johnny Manziel went to Kowloon, I'd be down there. I'd be growing out. He would fit in, too, at the Kowloon.
Johnny Manziel is his territory. Yeah,
he would be running the Hong Kong cafe in about fucking 20 minutes. Kino. Me and him would have so much Kino fun.
Oh, my God. How many white Mai Tais could that guy crush?
They make a white Mai Tai weed seltzer now. It's a Kowloon-branded weed Mai Tai. Zero calories. Costs less than an actual Mai Tai. I'm not much of a weed guy, but I'm just saying that that's a thing that they make.
You know... Like what they just did in Israel with the phones where they blew them up. I want them to do that with like certain drinks. Like you should
don't say grape soda.
No, I was going to say like Monster Energy. Like we should just poison all of them. And then everyone who drank a Monster Energy drink died today. It's like, all right, good. That's probably for the best.
I'm going to say a disclaimer here. I was a Monster Energy salesman in college.
I drink a white Monster like you fucking read about. What are we talking about?
That's white trash, like dirt biker fucking white Monster. I used to drink, I'm not even joking. And listen, I can't be sued by Monster. I'm not going to claim that this is because of it, but my doctor strongly suggested it. I mean, they used to drop off, no joke. And when I say they paid me, they gave me $100 a month, and I was like a what do you call it, like a promoter.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to go out and like go to football games and like hand them out and shit and like take photos. But realistically, the last day of the month when I was supposed to submit photos, I would just hand them to my friends and take photos of them. So I got 20 cases of Monster a month, all different flavors, delivered to a frat house. I would drink 75 of them a day, and then my friends would drink the rest of them. We'd mix them with all types of liquor. And I just my habit never stopped. I got fired from it because I was like selling cases on eBay and shit. So whatever, they fired me. And then so it didn't matter. But I still had like a bunch of cases. I got a sick fridge. I mean, this was the what a deal it was. $100 a month, a sick Monster fridge, 20 cases a month for like I probably lasted call it 7 months. I lasted, and whatever. My habit never stopped. So I drank like still like two or three Monsters. Graduated to rock stars. Went back to Monsters for like 4 or 5 years. So I get to be like 24, 25. I go to the doctor and they do my blood and they're like, your body has stopped making testosterone. Like, and I was like, I'm sorry, what? I was like, this is like getting to the time where I'm like dating my wife with my girlfriend. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get married. Like, I was like, my sex drive's kind of weird. They're like, your testosterone is literally zero. Like, they were like, what do you do? Like, what do you eat and drink? I was like, I drink Monster. They like immediately stopped doing that. Like, and I'm not even joking. I stopped drinking. I used to drink. They were it's just the size of this fucking paper towel roll. I would get one of them every morning. They sold them in Malden only. It was called the BFC, which stood for Big Fucking Can. It was like 44 ounces of green Monster, and I would drink it.
Jesus.
I would drink it in the morning like it was coffee, but I would just be rolling in with my fucking carbonated beverage. Like, literally, it would take me 3 or 4 hours to drink the whole thing, and it just didn't affect me at all. Like, the caffeine, there's probably, I don't even know, 1200 grams of caffeine in that fucking thing, and it just didn't affect me. I would drink those every day for like years, and the doctor's like, stop doing that. And then after like 6 months, I went back, had a blood test, and it was like back to normal. He's like, yeah, obviously it was the Monster that was making you not have testosterone.
See, this is why I think if we were just to poison them,
yeah,
and we would just eliminate all the Monster drinkers in one day,
every dirt biker would be dead. I love, you know,
the whole entire United States military runs on white Monsters and Rippets, fucking Rippets.
White Monster is Rippet like one of those fucking gas station ones?
Literally, I'm telling you, the military runs on Rippets and white Monsters. It's in, but how
Rippets an energy drink though?
Yes, it's it doesn't tell you how much caffeine
you know
is in
Chinese
it, but
the Chinese military runs on patriotism. All right, exactly. That's the difference. Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
That's why who's stepping around fucking Tiananmen Square. That's what they run on.
Yeah, well, weird.
You know, I used to love to do a nice throwback. They don't even make them anymore. They were called Sparks, and they were energy drinks, but they had like malt liquor in them, and you could just buy them at a gas station in New York, and they didn't say alcohol or something. Like, it looked exactly like a Monster, but it was just fucking had liquor in it. I used to get two of those and drive around in the snow. Like, I'd go snowboarding and then drive around to back to college from like an hour and a half away in blizzards, drinking malt liquor energy drinks. What a fucking time to be alive.
Oh yeah, I when Four Loko was like the real ones were around. KB's audio.
Oh man,
yeah, your audio is fucked up and it's ruining everybody's time.
What's it doing?
It's echoing.
It sounds like, yeah. Do you have the volume up or something?
Is that better?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, probably. I don't know. It only happens when like we're trying to make points and you want to start and you move your head closer. It's like a fucking tinfoil hat.
Yeah, we had when Four Locos were like the real ones for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And everyone just started drinking them and
blacking out.
Oh yeah. Went to a basketball game and we all got kicked out. We had only had two. But two before game, black.
They were like 24 ounces, weren't they? They're huge.
And you were wired, but it was like you didn't. Like, it was like when you get in a blackout instead of, like, falling asleep, but you didn't shut down.
Your body's still going 110 miles an hour. I had one once, and everyone was like, they're the worst tasting shit you've ever had. And I had one in New Orleans, and I was like, why am I drinking this? This is fucking the worst thing I've ever had.
Yeah, and you were older, too.
Like, yeah, I was 25.
No, like, the original formula had, like, fucking heroin in it. It was crazy.
That's all right.
Have we talked about...
I was built in a time when we fucking were mainlining stacker twos. I'm not worried about the fucking Four Loko.
Have you guys talked about the Patriots?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we've talked. I talked about a fight I had this week. You'll have to listen to the pod. Yeah, we talked about the Patriots and how down I am on the coaching from this week. But what to look
for. I'm not as down on the guy. I'm so down on Jacoby Brissett. I can't even fucking. There's not even words for
there's
it.
There's no reason to be down on Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett there is are, doing exactly it's doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is being scared to make any mistakes because he's going to get thrown, kicked out of the game, and just try and be as safe as possible. And it's boring as fuck, and it has no positive to it.
The defense needed one turnover, and they win.
Yeah, but they didn't. So now the defense is incapable of
stopping. The defense was – Geno Smith cooked them, every single one of them, except for Gonzalez, kind of.
What did they score, 20 points?
I don't know how many points they scored.
It was 17-17 at going into overtime?
Maybe.
Yeah, it was fine, and they only made one mistake. Like, the defense was kind of fine.
By the way, KP, I've changed my jersey bet. Now that we're talking about, now that you've popped on, I'm no longer on the red peppers. Now I'm on the red key on white.
All right, I'll get you a red. They don't have them, so
you
go
have
to the jersey
to create
store.
It.
You go to the store and create it, and I'll just send you the money.
Don't threaten me. I was gonna do that last week, but again, the Coors Light got into me. The fucking the burger patties. Brother was cooking up fucking. My brother brought hot dogs back from Iceland. And he's like, you got to have these hot dogs, man. They're from Iceland. The greatest hot dogs. The only thing different about them was the package said that they were from Iceland.
He's the most, like, he is
dogs,
literally.
You could have bought these at Market Basket. You fucking
he got back,
going
he,
put in jail for this.
He got back from Iceland and immediately got a Viking tattoo.
He got that in Iceland.
The craziest part was like I thought he was going to get like a little tattoo. It's
the size
fucking
of his
huge.
Thigh. Yeah.
It's gigantic.
Like, you guys are all the same. Like, wait, Dom cooks like one time and then buys like all the most expensive. Frankie goes to Iceland and he thinks like hot dogs are good. Also,
no, he
like,
literally thinks he is a Viking and that everything about Iceland is the only thing that ever mattered. I walked into work today and he was drinking a water. Like, even though it's fairly common, but it just made me laugh because everything since he's been back has been Iceland, 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 and he was drinking water. That was Icelandic water. I was like, you fucking absolute phony.
He's such like a he just wants to be a part of something so bad, and he's just not.
I get it. I get to, like, when I go on vacation, it takes me like 45 minutes before I turn to my wife, and it's always a joke. She always goes, we should think about living here. I said it like probably once or twice when we were like on our first like vacations, and like now it's become a bit. Like every time we go somewhere, we're like, you know what? We should think about moving here.
It's fun. Yeah, fun to have little things like that with the wife.
You know, the wife, we nudge each other, and just the boys don't have to worry about that. That kind of playful Tony. But me and my brothers are all like that. And Frankie went a little overboard, got himself a tattoo, like he's actually a local from Reykjavik. But, you know, and he won't, it's like a fucking Viking compass that nobody knows how to read and probably not even accurate.
It's enormous. I thought he got like a small one, this is cool. It's the size of his leg.
Yeah, it is. At least it's hidden behind his shorts.
The Patriots play tomorrow, don't they?
They do. They're going to fucking win. They're going to lose by less than 6.5, and Ramondre is going to score a touchdown. The boys.
Their prediction,
I don't know. The Jets, like, I've been watching the Jets. Aaron Rodgers looks bad.
I want to talk about how Pat Mahomes hasn't been very good. And Travis Kelce looks like he's cooked.
I don't know.
I mean, the Super Bowl's on the table. It's not out of the question.
Mahomes looks cooked the same way like Brady looked cooked for 10 years, where it's like he's 2-0. He beat the Ravens and the Bengals to start
the
year.
All right, 2-0 with
Jacoby Brissett beat the Bengals. People forget that.
2-0 with a huge asterisk.
And he's only got like 180 yards. He's got like 280 yards passing. Two touchdowns, two interceptions.
Yeah, but he converts in the fourth quarter every time.
Yeah,
that's the difference in the league.
I think he got it because he got a fourth quarter. It wasn't a huge, like, pass interference.
I was complaining about it.
It was the worst call of all time.
I'm a Burrow guy, but, like, yeah, the defender did come in and hit him in the back before the ball got there.
I didn't watch it, but all I know is that
it was a little bullshit.
I had the Chiefs winning, and I was like, fuck, the game's over. It's like they're on the Kansas City 16 with, like, fucking – it was like 8 seconds to go, and I was like, what the fuck? They're in field goal range. What just happened? And I just assumed he hit a huge pass, but apparently it was pass interference.
But that's just what the good quarterbacks do, and that's what
I mean, it's the same thing.
Jacoby Brissett can't do.
It's the same thing that people argued and complained about when Brady was winning. It was
forever.
That fucking every penalty goes their way, even though they probably were always penalties. And it's the same thing just happening with the Chiefs now.
Oh, we could have beat them. We were right there. It's like, yeah, everyone's in the NFL is right there at the end of every game. It's just the good teams win. Yeah.
Except for the Cowboys. I don't know.
Have we talked about P. Diddy?
We hadn't gotten into P. Diddy.
You know who's fucked that they're not talking about enough? Is Jay-Z.
It's getting closer and closer to Jay-Z. 50 Cent hasn't lied about anything. And he's like, they're coming for all of you.
Yeah.
But what does Jay-Z have to do with it?
Cat Williams. Cat Williams is my
exactly,
fucking
yeah.
guy.
Maybe he was more the first one that did it. And then 50 Cent kind of jumped on it. I mean, anybody 50 Cent goes after, like, literally turns to fucking dust quickly.
Jay-Z gave Rihanna herpes when she was like 14.
We're going to say allegedly on this podcast.
Allegedly.
Hey, listen.
No, I don't know. I heard that.
It's the worst way to get herpes, let's be honest.
We have friends in very high places now. We have to be careful.
Yeah.
No, but I did hear that, and I heard that he started dating Beyonce
that's
when she
was
16.
Okay, well, that's R. Kelly-ish. That's like when he married fucking Aaliyah when she was 16.
And he was in...
I don't think... That can't be even true, because he was famous. I don't remember when she was... She was never 16 and famous. Not that I remember. I mean, she was... Destiny's Child was like when they first got big, and she was at least fucking in her early 20s.
I don't know. I also heard that Jay-Z was...
And he was out and about, like, rapping and being... Hove and Rockefeller Rough Riders.
I say hair like I didn't just see one tweet.
Yeah. Some guy, zero followers.
Who makes all this, this is all fake, and I'm just, I take it and run with it, but I think he might be next.
No, but Jay-Z has a lot to, because he's like the head of like rap moguldom, you know what I mean? And P. Diddy is like right next to him. I don't know, P. Diddy's got some wild shit. Like, did you see they found like 1,000 baby oil bottles in his house? All right, your fucking thing's happening again, KP.
Is that real? They actually... I thought that was a Twitter bit.
No, it was real. They had 1,000... But there's a photo of it. It was, like, industrial-sized jugs in his bathroom. Like, as you would assume, like, a P. Diddy bathroom would be. Like, the fucking... The countertops were, like, 30 feet long with, like, multiple sinks. But under the sink, there was, like, stadium seating of fucking baby oil. And the ones in the back had giant pumps... And like then there was like refill bottles in front of it. Hundreds of this motherfucker. And so he was like hosting
what?
Allegedly hosting like sex parties where he would like make his current girlfriend have sex with male prostitutes for days. Oil them up. Funk fest or whatever the fuck they call them. Funk dates, funky days.
There's also stories from his like bodyguard would tell where he was like,
oh yeah.
Everyone who ate the food, all the food and the booze was all drugged.
Yeah.
And so they wouldn't know. And so everyone would eat and drink and then get all fucked up and then
eat, like, drink, and be merry. You know what? Not for nothing, but I did see him make Da Band walk all the way to Brooklyn for cheesecake. So I kind of know that he was kind of on the level of a nasty boy. That's a good throwback for people that watch MTV
that was
in 2003.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I don't know. I mean, he might be fucked. Who cares? I mean, when you get to that rich and famous and have that much money, I mean, what do you even buy anymore? You got to buy, like, sex parties, I guess. That's what he's doing. Baby oil.
Yeah, but like, do them with men. Don't bang, or do them with women, not with men.
Say what?
KP's only issue with all the drugging and the raping and all of it was that it was homosexual involved. Yeah, you can drug and rape women all you want. This is why you're doing gay stuff.
It ends when I see sodomy. When Sodom and Gomorrah come back, the Bible says. Oh, man.
I do not condone this.
It's uncondonable. Poor P. Diddy's going to go down. P. Diddy. And I think the fam's just going to skate. P. Diddy and the fam.
Maybe Jacoby Brissett went to a few and he'll be indicted.
Leave him alone. Leave our little Jacoby alone. He's trying his darndest. He's just going to hold down the fort for a few more weeks. And then Drake May's in there going to start slinging piss missiles.
I can't fucking wait. He's going to be so good.
He's got to, you know, Julian Edelman made a great point that he's going to get rid of those fucking cleats. He has the fucking slip-on defensive back cleats.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't like it
at all.
Drake
made us?
Yeah. It's got, I don't know if it makes you faster or what, but I hate him. Like, he got stepped on once in preseason. He lost his cleat. He can't do that. We're fucking playing professional football here, Drake. Get some fucking laces on them bitches.
Does he know how to tie
I just want to find out.
I don't know.
I just want to find out.
And they're fucking old. I don't think tying your shoes matters anymore. I think just we can have Velcro shoes till you die. Like I don't think kids care anymore. Like they just make laces like shoes that you would never know aren't laced and just have Velcro at the top, and you're just like, all right, these are my shoes. Like I don't think that it matters anymore.
I could get into. I could. Yeah,
I mean, what's a big deal? You barely have to hold your breath to get down anymore to fucking. You know that hurt, that kind of pain. Yeah, I don't know. Patriots fucking Jets tomorrow. I mean, short week. I mean, hopefully you don't get blown out. It's a Jets home opener. So they haven't seen Aaron Rodgers since last year when he tore his Achilles. So they'll be all amped up. But I can't imagine. Who gets amped up for a Thursday night? Fireman Ed would probably be amped up. High as a kite.
Well, my prediction, the score is going to be like 23-13. And the Patriots like score a touchdown late and then just don't get the ball back. Like, to 23-20, but
okay,
they just...
Okay, that's fine.
But they're, like, not really in the game as much as we'd want.
I don't care if they're in the game, as long as Ramondre scores a touchdown and then they cover 6.5. Because I got them... You know what? I don't know. I think they could surprise. Like I said, they can fucking hold the ball for, like, 40 minutes. Just run.
They can run
literally HB dive or, like, Pop Warner 23 dive, 22 dive. Just keep going right behind Mike Onwenu. And or David Andrews and just run for fucking 3 yards at a pop.
The issue is, though, they have to score all their points in the first half because in the second half they're like, all right, well, Jacoby
turn into pumpkins.
Only does like three things, so we're just not going to let him do those, and then the offense can't
just bring in
he definitely Milton. Three. What do you mean three things? He does two things. He hands it off or he throws it to Hunter Henry. He doesn't even look at the receiver.
I think they need to bring some strategic Joe Milton this week. Maybe let him come under center for a bit and do it.
Oh, my God.
Be a circus. Don't let him
just
throw it.
Just play Drake fucking May. You drafted him third overall.
Nah, let Joe Milton run around for a bit. Get the fucking defense tired.
Yeah,
and
the
then
more,
you bring
whatever,
in fucking Jacoby Brissett to throw a deep ball.
The more
go,
we
go
see
kick the wheels on Bryce Young. Bring him in. Let him die behind the offensive line. We'll kick the wheels.
We need a sacrificial lamb.
Hey, the video's coming out about the Giants, like, offseason. Like, know how they did Hard Knocks for the offseason?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, these are, like, the dumbest people ever. Like, they had no plan. Like,
we don't need Saquon Barkley. Like, the owner was like, he's our most, like, everybody likes him. He's definitely, like, the most liked player on the team. They were like, yeah, he's not coming back. I saw, like, some of the things, them trying to get Drake May.
Yeah.
That's a terrible look, by the way, that's on TV. Like, if you're, especially, like, Daniel Jones must be like, well, I don't want to be here anymore. You're paying me, fuckos.
And the way they did it, too, they're like, oh, do you think, it was like, the way I would like call up like a friend about a fantasy trade, like there was no strategy behind it. Like there was nothing. It was
that
just
seems like what GM is. Like I think you just have to earn your way to be like literally just a good fantasy GM.
Sometimes I think other guys are probably a lot better.
Sure, a Belichick or the guy from Philadelphia. That's why these guys get robbed all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't know the value of a draft pick.
The Carolina, like what they did to Bryce Young is.
Absurd.
Insane. Those trades that just keep coming out, but it makes me think we should have traded with the Giants for how dumb they are. Like, if they wanted to do a trade with us, people should be, like, lining up, like,
but I
yes.
think that our front office is probably equally as dumb for them being like, if they want him this bad, we should probably take him. You know what I mean? Like,
I hate that.
They like it. They want him so bad, that means we need to take him. I don't know. We'll
Drake
see.
Fucking rules. Knock it off. Drake's going to be great.
Hey, listen, no, I think he's at least good. They're doing the right thing. Letting him fucking develop a little bit behind the scenes. Watch fucking NFL games up close. The film. And
what is he? That's what I don't understand. What's he developing? He's not learning.
He's playing with NFL players mid-season. He's learning how to fucking, yes, he is. He's learning how to He's learning how to do, like, weekly fucking game plans.
Haven't you guys read he's doing VR football?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Have you read this?
No, I did see it. Didn't they do that with Mac Jones and they came out and Bill Belichick was, like, disgusted by it? it was the same vibe as like when Tony sees AJ Soprano laughing at his computer screen. He goes, ugh. And the next scene is it weird that I hate my son? Like, I feel like that's the when Bill Belichick sees Mac Jones in a VR headset.
That's perfect.
Yeah, exactly what I feel like it's like. All right, so KP, why don't you give us a fucking, since you're in the fucking, why don't you and your 17 echoes give us fucking.
I know, it's like he's in a spaceship.
Unbelievable.
It's obvious that the Patriots are going to win. They're going to win big. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. It's going to be It's going to be 13-6.
Patriots win. They shut down Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. 13-6.
They're going to win. Aaron Rodgers fucking stinks. He's built like a battered woman. He's not good at the sport anymore.
I just don't understand. So you aren't coming to Boston this week? What the hell is going on?
What a
we're not. I can't. I'm not getting into this. We're not going to out my new friend. But just know that I'm rubbing elbows.
He's like, hey, do you know guys know anyone who has Red Sox tickets? And we're all like, no.
First thing I explained to him was, Red Sox tickets are 50 cents.
Yeah,
just go get it.
You can sit wherever you want.
Yeah, all right. Well, there was one person. There was one person. No, we might actually play. There's a chance that they actually get on the field now.
Dom reaches out. He's like, I know a guy from my old work. He's like this billionaire. I'm like, everyone's just like, shut up, Dom.
Yeah,
you don't know this guy.
Tall Tales Dom, my brother, by the way, who's never come through once with any interesting like thing that could help anyone. Never, ever happened.
Is getting KP's squadron to throw the first pitch out in the Red Sox game this weekend.
They're on the field fucking – they're having like five-star dinners in Fenway.
Yeah.
They're on the field for batting practice. They're fucking throwing out first pitches. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I could have done – like, why didn't you let me do this?
You guys will be there next year when your aunt is in there slinging pitches.
They want my aunt to throw out the first pitch next year. I'm like, I got to be – if I'm not fucking Gator Greenwell, fucking hitting pepper in that green monster next year and BP, my brother's dead to me.
I just don't
the good news is it's huge for me. I'm rubbing elbows with the right people. My trajectory's through the roof.
But you're not coming, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't need to be there. You wasted one of the greatest gifts of all time on people you definitely don't even care about. Like, you've known them from.
They're my homies, but I'm not worried. I get to do it again. The guy's already called me about some more of the most ridiculous shit you guys have ever heard. I talked to him three times before 8:30.
My cousin lives 5 minutes from you. Go pick him up and do awesome shit with him.
Because you guys had no faith in Dominic, and I did.
No, you didn't. No one did. Don't fucking lie.
I met
this
guy.
But I told him I did, and it's important that I stick to that.
When we played at
I hope he fucking does P. Diddy shit with him.
When we played at Granite Links, he was just there practicing. In the practice, like, shipping balls on the sand.
Fucking poor people. Just making them run like that movie with fucking Ice-T in it when they hunt humans because they're fucking so rich.
I don't know. He just I just don't understand how you're not. Are you in your squadron?
No, he's the janitor. So he has to. The way to move up in ranks is you get extravagant gifts for the people higher above you.
Yeah, it's a lot like how Acme North works. Tony's working his way up, trying to get above Frankie.
You've even heard that, Dave.
Wait, so you what? So you are the one that you like drive them to the plane and then they all get in and fly.
Okay,
like,
boys, have fun. Yeah.
I sit in the back.
He's you know the guys that have like the big the light up orange things at Logan Airport. That's what you can't see him on the screen, but I can see him blinking in the back of his hallway. He's got his little orange cones.
I was just baffled. I was like, wow, KP is going to be hitting batting practice at Fenway. To 3 minutes later, it's like he's not going. I was like, what?
This wasn't. First of all, the goal was to get nosebleeds, and this guy came through with the most ridiculous thing of all time.
The greatest story I told you, like, military tickets are literally free. You could just walk up and get them. And
I understood that part. The goal was to do that, and this guy came through with literally the most ridiculous fucking thing.
Tom wasted the greatest. He wasted the greatest favor of all time on people he's never.
No, it's
met.
Not. Yeah. It's not because next year you guys get to experience.
Oh, yeah,
it's gonna be fucking
definitely,
sick.
No doubt.
The first question the guy asked was, "If do you prefer a T-bone or a filet, and how do you like it cooked?"
Tyler,
the best thing about Dominic is he goes, he's trying to like hobnob with these fucking industry leaders, and he's like, "I can get you a free kitchen." Like he goes, "Motherfucker, are you serious? Like you're gonna give away $10,000 worth of material to a guy that's doing this for nothing?" He's paying $0 out of his own pocket.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, I'll pay you back with $10,000 of my money, so you guys can take these six fucking guys.
You know what we're giving him?
Game for no reason.
You know what he's getting from us? He's getting an American flag and some patches, and he's gonna fucking love it.
Fold that fucking American flag and put it in a fucking case. I'm sure he'll put it in the back of his Indiana Jones fucking factory of trinkets he gets for doing this for millions of other
people. Yeah, well, okay. Well, the goal was never, I was trying to get nosebleeds for them, and I didn't think.
I could have done that, no problem.
I hope they show up and he goes.
You, first of all, let's start there. If you would have done that, this never happens.
I don't
support
the troops. That's the whole thing. I don't support the troops. I don't have to go out there and give tickets to them.
I hope he
shows. Well, then the guy calls me. The guy calls me, and I was like, well, hold on, like, I don't think you should do all that. Like, I think this is too much. Right now, we should delay this a couple weeks.
I could come over there, and then we can all go, and then maybe we can go.
Well,
to
it turns out
Ruth Chris is.
Turns out
say something
the dude
southern like that with a screw up the name of
no,
a fancy restaurant.
He's from your neck. He's from your neck of the woods here.
No, I was doing you. I wasn't doing him.
Oh, you're doing me. Well, I'm. Well, whatever. It is. What it is. Hope, you guys will get to do it next year.
I hope they show up, and he goes, "You see that box right there? That night that's right behind home plate. Well, if you look from your seats out in center field, you'll be able to
see me having a great time. You are not doing shit." And then he's going to put him in the sex P. Diddy cult. All right. Anyway. All right. I got the Patriots losing tomorrow by 4. So I got them like 20-16. One touchdown. And hopefully Ramondre Stevenson gets it. We'll see. One touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah. Two touchdowns, one missed extra point, and then a field goal. That work?
It was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Yeah, that's what I have too. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Good.
All right. Until next week. Sorry we missed you. I hope you enjoyed this pod. Go Pats.
Go Hogs.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All from this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
Stepping. Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team
in the league! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.